Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 335, 7 Ways to Sample Living with Less by Joshua Becker of becomingminimalist.com, and I'm your host and personal narrator, Justin Mollick. If you're new here, I'm your personal narrator because I simply read to you from the best personal development and minimalism blogs I can find and get permission from. It's all free, and if you listen daily with me, it's a great way to take small and consistent steps towards a more meaningful life. You'll have to trust me that it works. I've been doing it for almost a year now, every day, and the impact is huge. Anyway, today's post is from one of our minimalist authors, a very popular one, Joshua Becker, and this is a great starter if you're looking to live with less but don't know where to begin. So with that, let's hear the post as we optimize your life. 7 Ways to Sample Living with Less by Joshua Becker of becomingminimalist.com. Quote, there are two ways to be rich. One is by acquiring much, and the other is by desiring little. Jackie French Collar. From the moment we're born, we're told to pursue more. Advertisements from every television, radio, newspaper, magazine, billboard, and website scream to us on a daily basis that more is better. As a result, we work hard hours so we can spend countless dollars purchasing the biggest homes, fanciest cars, trendiest fashions, most popular toys, and coolest technologies. But we all know it's not true. We all know deep down that happiness cannot be bought at a department store. More is not necessarily better. We've just been told the lie so many times, we begin to believe it. But what if in reality there's actually more joy in owning less? That truth would change almost everything about us. It would change the way we spend our hours, our energy, and our money. It would change where we focus our attention and our minds. It would change the very foundation of our lives. And if it were true, it would free us up to pursue the things in life that we most value. In other words, it would be a life-changing and life-giving realization. Unfortunately, for some, the idea of intentionally living life with fewer possessions is just too counterintuitive. It's an approach to life they have never been introduced to or have never been invited to explore. The benefits have never been articulated. As a result, it's too far a leap, too long a stretch, and jumping in with both feet is just not going to happen. But maybe there's an easier way than jumping in with both feet. Maybe the lifestyle can just be sampled for a bit. Oh, one may not experience all the benefits that are afforded to those who jump in with both feet, but they just may taste enough to continue along the journey. To that end, allow me to offer 7 areas of life where living with less can be sampled. They are designed to be picked one by one, risk-free. Conducting each experiment for 3 to 4 weeks will give a good feel for the practical benefits, but hey, it's your experiment, you decide the length. 7 ways to sample living with less. Number 1, clothes. According to statistics, we wear 20% of our clothes 80% of the time. That means that many of us have closets full of clothes that we no longer like, or no longer fit us correctly. They're just taking up space. The simple exercise of going through your closet and removing all unused clothing leaves your closet lighter, your mornings less stressful, and your wardrobe full of things you love. Give your lighter wardrobe 30 days to work its magic. You'll never miss those unused clothes. Number 2, decorations. Many of the decorations in our homes hold no personal value to our lives. They just simply happen to match the color of the carpet or be on sale when we walked into the store. Unfortunately, they are distracting you and your guests from the decorations in your home that share your story and highlight your values. Take a moment to walk through your home with a discerning eye. Leave only the decorations that are the most meaningful and the most beautiful. Your home will begin to share your story in a beautiful way. and your old decorations will likely end up on sale at your next garage sale. Number 3, toys. Too often, we fall into the line of thinking that says more is better, and so do our kids. We begin to purchase and collect far too many toys for our children. As a result, our children have no need to learn how to be creative, helpful, careful, or sharing. In that regard, fewer toys may benefit your kids in numerous ways. Although you may want to consult your children before you relocate their unused toys, there's a pretty good chance that after only a few weeks, the old, unused toys will be forgotten, except by whomever used to pick them all up. Number 4, cooking utensils. There never seems to be enough storage space in our kitchens, yet most of our grandmothers cooked far more often, far more elaborately, and far better than many of us today, in much smaller kitchens. The truth is that when it comes to cooking, simple is almost always better. We need far less cooking utensils than we currently own. As a result, our drawers, cabinets, and countertops can be far better organized and useful if we simply own less. To give this experiment a shot, check out the article from the New York Times, "A No-Frills Kitchen Still Cooks." Then store all your unnecessary utensils in a plastic bin, put them away out of sight, and see if you just enjoy cooking a little bit more in your new clutter-free environment. Number 5, televisions. According to Nielsen, the average person watches 4 hours, 35 minutes of television each day. And the average American home now has more television sets than people. That threshold was crossed within the past 2 years. There are 2.73 TV sets in the typical home and 2.55 people. In the average American home, a television set is turned on for more than a third of the day, 8 hours, 14 minutes to be exact. We are literally sitting on the couch while life passes us by. Experiment with owning less televisions. As a result, you will watch less. And when you do, you'll be more apt to do it together as a family. Number 6, countertops. Clutter is a form of distraction. It pulls at our attention and redirects our thoughts, even for just an instant. Everything sitting out on your countertops competes for your attention. Unfortunately, we have become so accustomed to these distractions that we don't even notice them anymore until they are removed. Experiment, even for just 7 days, with keeping your countertops completely clear. Store things in drawers, cabinets, pantries, or temporary storage boxes. After 1 week, you'll likely return some of it for the sake of convenience, but I'd bet my bottom dollar that you won't return all of it. Number 7, furniture. It may require some heavy lifting, but if you're up for the challenge, removing excess furniture from your rooms will immediately open up significant space and airflow in your home. The rarely used pieces of furniture in your home are quickly recognizable and taking up more space than you realize. Oh, sure, this experiment requires a place to store your furniture during the trial period, but it's a quick and easy way to remove some of the largest clutter from your home. You just listened to the post titled 7 Ways to Sample Living with Less by Joshua Becker of becomingminimalist.com. And now if you like this kind of material, there's an awesome course starting on New Year's Day with a bunch of minimalism bloggers, many of which I read right here on the show. And I'll probably mention this in the next couple of episodes too, because early registration is closing in just a few days. The price is significantly lower now and will go up after the weekend. So I want to make sure that you've heard about this before then. You can find out all the details at oldpodcast.com/learn. Some of those authors that I read right here on the show include The Minimalists, Courtney Carver, and Mark and Angel, who I'm reading on the show tomorrow, by the way. They'll be doing live webinars where you can interact with them and learn about a different subject every month for all of 2017 so that you can better your life. Those will be recorded so you can watch them later, of course. Plus, they'll have an optional Facebook group for more interaction and to meet like-minded people, optional homework, and more. It's a big deal and the only one of its kind that I know of, especially one that consists of such amazing writers on the subject and ones that are part of this show. So definitely check it out. Again, just visit oldpodcast.com/learn to learn more. And I think that does it for today. Thank you for listening through to the end. And I'll see you tomorrow with a post from Mark and Angel, like I said, where your optimal life awaits.